Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Could Harry and Meghan be looking to chat with Oprah again? A report from OK Magazine suggests that Tina Brown's book may have ruffled some Sussex feathers. A source says, "These latest claims have really gotten under Meghan's skin. She told her team that something needs to be done. She's so sick of the negative headlines and she's desperate to come out fighting with some major damage control. Meghan feels as though doing another chat with Oprah is the best way to change the narrative and counter all the negative claims she's read about herself recently." Marie Claire reports specific claims the source says Meghan wants to refute, such as Brown's writing that when Prince Harry and Meghan visited Australia in the South Pacific in 2018, Meghan apparently hated every second of it. Brown writes, "She found the itinerary of engagements pointless, a former palace employee told me. She didn't understand why things were set up in that way. Instead of being excited when thousands of people showed up at the Sydney Opera House, it was very much like, what's the purpose? I don't understand this," the ex-staffer said. Another claim she would like to seek to refute is this idea that she is the one who made Harry decide to leave the royal family. In Brown's version, Meghan certainly saw the deals that were there to be made because they were royals. It's as though she couldn't resist everything that was on the offer from the celebrity buffet. "I actually think there is a Harry-shaped hole in the royal family now, and Harry was beloved, actually, by the British people. And people adored Meghan when she came into the mix, so it was actually very, very sad for everybody that it went so wrong." The source says Meghan has been in contact with Oprah's people already. Gossip site Celebrating the Soaps has floated another reason why the Queen may have taken Harry and Meghan off the balcony list. Their theory, from an insider, is that the Queen and her aides believed it is best to leave the unpopular trio out of the Buckingham Palace balcony, as the crowd might boo them. One wonders how one would boo Harry and Meghan without it seeming like you were booing the Queen at her own jubilee, which surely would be in bad form. There is also concern about Harry and Meghan having their camera crew in tow. An insider told The Sun, "While the family are delighted Harry and Meghan are coming, there is a real fear of tension, especially over any Netflix crew. The worry is they will push it and try to gain access to areas of Jubilee celebration events where they can film Harry and Meghan and their children." The Mirror claimed courtiers are said to believe that the streaming service will view the Jubilee as one big opportunity to exploit the huge agreement, so a team of aides will be on standby. But maybe even Netflix is frustrated with Harry and Meghan. Insiders say there was a real sense of annoyance when Harry gave NBC an exclusive interview about his chat with the Queen, despite Netflix being there with their own cameras. An insider told The Mail on Sunday, "Netflix would have loved the first comments about the visit to the Queen for the documentary. There was a real sense of annoyance that they were made to another broadcaster." One industry expert said, "Netflix is paying them millions and they're giving all their best interviews to other networks. Do they expect Netflix to be happy about that?" Palace Intrigue will be right back. Netflix had recently cancelled Meghan's animated series Pearl, but she may still shop it around. The Daily Mail reports Meghan and Harry are permitted to sell on any products Netflix turns down under the terms of their contract with the streaming service. A source told the paper, "Meghan and Harry will not give up on taking Pearl to the screen. They are determined to not let all the work and creative endeavors put into the idea simply fall away. Netflix has a standard deal with them, typical in Hollywood, allowing them to pitch projects rejected by them to other outlets. This is common practice within TV circles in Hollywood. Pearl was to see a young girl inspired by Meghan take on various social injustices while highlighting the work of feminist icons." Royal commentator Andrew Pearce wonders if the cancellation of Pearl means that Meghan's celebrity is fading. What does it say about the fall from grace of Meghan? This contract was signed in 2020. It's not even 2 years old, and they've realized that their celebrity is fading in the United States. She only had celebrity because she married into the British royal family, and every time Harry opens his mouth, he puts another wedge between him and his own family. He is remote and disconnected. I think Netflix are working out that they are not the investment they thought they were. Pearl was very important to Meghan herself, who is the great woke warrior queen. It's a real blow to her prestige and ego. And there you have it. If you'd like to email us, our address is thepalaceintrigue@gmail.com. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue, and good times.